Listen now to the lessons from God's Word for this seventh Sunday after Epiphany. We're going to look, first of all, at the Old Testament book of Genesis. This also serves as the sermon text for today. We're in chapter 45, the account of Joseph's brothers coming before him the second time down in Egypt. We're told, Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? His brothers could not answer him because they were terrified by his presence. Joseph said to his brothers, come closer to me, please. They came closer. He said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset or angry with yourselves for selling me to this place, since God sent me ahead of you to preserve life. For 2 years now the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me ahead of you to preserve you as survivors on the earth, and to keep you alive by a great act of deliverance. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He kissed all his brothers and wept over them. After that, his brothers talked with him. Our first lesson. Take the hymnal now and open to page 105 in the front. We'll join to sing the psalm for today. It's Psalm 103 on page 105. Our second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Today in chapter 12, we'll start at verse 14. The Apostle Paul reminds us of the many blessings that we have in Christ Jesus and calls on us then to continue to remain faithful to him and to continue to serve him no matter what the circumstances. The Apostle Paul says, I have become a fool. You forced me. After all, I ought to be commended by you because I was not inferior to the super apostles in any way, even if I am nothing. The signs of an apostle, signs and wonders and miracles, were performed among you with all perseverance. For how were you treated? Worse than any of the other churches, except that I myself was not a burden to you. Forgive me this wrong. See, this is the third time I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you, because I do not seek your possessions, but you. After all, the children should not have to save up for their parents, but the parents for their children. But I will very gladly spend and be completely spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you all the more, am I to be loved that much less? But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Oh, but I was just being crafty and using deceit to exploit you, wasn't I? Did I ever take advantage of you through any of the men I sent to you? I urged Titus to go and send our brother with him. Truly, Titus did not take any advantage of you, did he? Did we not walk in the same spirit, in the very same footprints? Are you thinking that we are trying to defend ourselves to you all this time? We are speaking in the sight of God in Christ. Dear friends, all these words are for your strengthening. For I am afraid that when I arrive, I may not find you as you want me to be, and that you might not find me as you want me to be. I fear that there may be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfishness, slander, gossip, pride, and disorder. I fear that when I arrive again, my God will humble me in regard to you, and I will have to grieve for many who sinned earlier and have not repented of the uncleanness, the sexual immorality, and the lewd sins they committed. This is the third time I am coming to you. Every matter must be established by the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. I have said this before, and before I arrive, I am saying it again, as I did when I was present the second time, even though I'm now absent, to those who sinned earlier and to all the rest, when I arrive, I will not spare you. I say this because you are seeking proof that Christ, who is not weak toward you, but is powerful in you, is speaking in me. To be sure, he was crucified as a result of weakness, yet he lives as a result of God's power. Certainly we are also weak in him, but we will live with him for your benefit as a result of God's power. Our second lesson. The verse for today, Alleluia, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Alleluia. Let us arise now to honor the Gospel. Today's Gospel is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6. We'll start there at verse 27. Jesus speaks of his love for us in a very special way. Jesus says, "But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, offer the other too. If someone takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes away your things, do not demand them back. Treat others just as you would want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? To be sure, even the sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners do the same thing. If you lend to those from whom you expect to be repaid, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners lend to sinners in order to be paid back in full. Instead, love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. In fact, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to you, Christ.
You may be seated. The sermon hymn, then, this morning is number 490. 490.